Fresh from a sauna steam and in clean garments, Jaina and Tahiri nursed fresh cups of kaff and talked, their voices low. At this hour of night, the common dining hall was all but unoccupied, with the banks of overhead glow rods along the walls switched off, leaving only those in the center of the ceiling still shining. It was a restful place, particularly after the events of less than an hour earlier. Tahiri looked around, her expression wistful. "You miss it?" Tahiri nodded. "Then come back." Tahiri shook her head.
"No, not yet anyway. Have you suddenly acquired the Luke Skywalker urge to save everybody, one person at a time?"
"Better than the Darth Vader urge to make the galaxy a better place by destroying everything that doesn't behave."
"True. Jason had enough of that for both of you."
A man entering the dining hall paused in the shadows by the main doorway, then headed their way. As he emerged from the darkness, Jaina saw that it was Dab. He waved as he approached.
"Jedi Solo, you couldn't sleep either."
"That's it. Dab, you remember Tahiri Vela?"
"Do I ever."
Reaching their table, he extended a hand toward Tahiri.
"Good to see you again. You probably don't remember me. From Borlaeus? Dab Hantak?"
From the corner of her eye, Jaina caught Tahiri's sudden stillness. She turned to see Tahiri frozen in place, her calf cup halfway to her lip. Her eyes were wide, her expression as stunned as if she'd just shot herself while cleaning her blaster. And then Jaina realized why. Inwardly, she cringed. She made her voice very gentle.
"Tahiri, you knew him as Tark. Remember, little Tark?"
"Tark,"
Tahiri repeated.
"Little Tark. Yes, of course."
Her voice was almost mechanical. Dab dropped his hand to his side.
"Would you two care for company?"
Jaina shook her head.
"Girl talk, sorry."
"Ah, understood. Good night, ladies."
Dab turned and headed off in search of the calf cart. Slowly, Tahiri set her cup down.
He's Anakin."
Jaina nodded.
"Remember, that's why Senator Shesh chose him all those years ago. A distraction because of the way he looked."
"You could have told me."
"I had gotten used to it. I wasn't even thinking about it when I put the Dark Meld team together. I forgot. I'm sorry."
"Forgot? I spent months getting myself addicted to seeing him, Anakin, and then a couple of years trying to get over it. And boom, he's here."
Tahiri was pale, and she shook as if with cold.
"And you want me to come back? With him here every day?"
"The observers won't be here forever. Nawara Venn says that the High Court is leaning toward reviewing the whole executive order about the Jedi. If they do, they're sure to strike down most of its provisions, including the observers."
"That's not the luck I deserve. And it's not what I'll get."
Tahiri's expression turned bleak.
"I'll come back, and they'll give me him as an observer. That's what'll happen."
Desperate to wrench Tahiri's attention from the man who looked like the long-dead love of her life, Jaina flailed through memories of the night's events.
"Your lightsaber."
"What?
You lost your lightsaber at the prison."
Tahiri nodded, confused.
"If they find it..."
"Oh."
With a visible act of will, Tahiri yanked her thoughts away from Dab.
"I don't think it'll be a problem."
"Why not?"
"It's probably crushed under tons of rock. It may never be found. If it is, well, it's new. I didn't want to use my old Jedi lightsaber anymore. I just built that one. The hilt design won't have been recorded anywhere. I was wearing gloves tonight, so no fingerprints. And non-conductive gloves when I was assembling it. So no prints inside."
"Good."
"But Jag lost his blaster at the same time."
"Also not a problem. That model is custom built for him. Big enough for him to hold with his gauntlets on. Unless he throws a switch,
which,
but... if it's separated from him for more than a certain number of seconds, it blows up."
"That's strange. Your boyfriend's strange."
"I know."
Tahiri's gaze wandered over to where Dab now sat, alone at one long table, peering into the tiny playback screen of his holocam, doubtless reviewing recent recordings. She stood.
"I have to go. Tahiri, I don't think you ought to be out on the streets and walkways the way you're... Let me know when he's gone. Forever."
Tahiri whirled away and left the dining hall at a run.